Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger, fellow music lover, is in here to ask a trivia question today.
I'm looking forward to this one. We haven't had a song by this group, I don't recall.
He's got a record under his arm, as always. And he's going to ask me to put it on the turntable.
Yes, please.
Unless you're going to switch it up and do something different.
No. I'm going to ask you to please. You got the single?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not looking at it, so it's kind of hard to get it on the turntable correctly without looking.
Now you got it. Okay, you're on. You're good.
Thanks.
All right. You've had practice at this.
Oh, yeah. Been doing it for a few years.
Yes, you have, Ron John.
Yeah, that goes back a long way.
Big Bong, 5 minutes past the five. What is it? Or was it George Carlin? Big Bong, 5 minutes past the five. I can't, why am I doing it? Big Bong, 5 minutes past the hour of five. And the boss town with the boss tunes that my boss told me to play.
71 degrees at the airport, and who cares? Because who lives at the airport?
That's correct.
Yeah, what you got, a hint for us or anything?
Top 20 hits.
Okay.
Top 20 hits.
All right.
This single was released 40 years ago,
mm-hmm,
in October of 1979.
Okay.
Name it and the band.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. Listen up right now. We'll hear it at the same time.
Too.
Head Games. Yeah, I do too. I like a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. Lou Graham.
Yeah, they did some good rock and roll.
They sure did. Yeah, written by the front man, Lou Gramm, and bandmate Mick Jones. It was kind of an American-English group. The tune, mm-hmm. Head Games, peaked at number 14 on the Billboard chart. And right during that stretch of time, Foreigner was hot. They were constant Billboard chart toppers and had a presence there.
Another song that came along, there was a Lou Gramm single, was
Midnight Blue.
Yeah,
that was a good song.
Yeah, that was a really good one too, and it sounded like Foreigner.
Well, yeah,
because it was Lou Gramm singing it.
Lou Gramm. I just realized this because I bought a Bluetooth turntable.
Yeah,
I was playing some old Bryan Adams.
Uh huh.
And on Bryan Adams' album that had Cuts Like a Knife, The Only One. Several of his early hits.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Gramm sang on most of the background.
Really?
Vocals. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what I should always love and miss about albums.
Yeah.
Reading the liner notes.
Exactly. You can't get that these days.
Nobody takes the patience to do it.
Exactly.
I love that. That was fun. Yeah, Lou Gramm.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah.
They had some good tunes, that's for sure.
Jukebox Hero.
That's right. I like that one. How about, what was that, Dirty White Boy?
Yes. Cold as ice.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Feels like the first time.
Feels like the first time.
It was good stuff.
Hey, thank you, man, for the memories.
Yeah, everybody have a good one. Enjoy.